going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
A new equation for switching on outcomes is here from PwC. It's human-led and tech-powered. It's PwC with Oracle, SAP, Salesforce, and Workday. It's PwC with Microsoft, AWS, and Google. Simplify your systems and amplify your results. Switch on outcomes with PwC and their alliances. Learn more at pwc.com.
Hi, I'm Jess. And depending who you talk to, I'm the social media manager or the digital marketing specialist. And
this is the show to show you how to make your own podcast. This is the show to show you how to make your very own podcast.
The outline of Mars Patel walking home. Holiday on her hoverboard over a city skyline silhouetted by a stunning sunset. Iowa and Dago looking over a vast, expansive, natural nothingness. These images tell a story and a tone without giving away too much. They provoke memory, excitement, and curiosity. A picture is worth a thousand words. Is yours? Okay, I lost it there. Do you like my movie announcer voice? Yeah. Your show art is really, really, really important, but how do you get started on it? My show went through lots of ideas, all through our in-house graphic designer, Jay. So I wanted to invite him on to pick his brain a little bit about the process. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Jess.
It's actually very weird that I've emailed you probably hundreds of times, and this is the first time I've actually heard your voice.
Right?
But does my voice sound like my emails?
Pretty much exactly the way I had a picture, yeah.
Okay, so your company's called Big Blur Design. How did you get into designing?
I got into design back when I was in high school. I was really into science. I was really into, you know, chemistry and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do science. And then I had to take an art class.
Oh.
And just, it was one of those things you had required to do. And I was like, I can't draw. I'm not a good artist. But I took it and I actually really enjoyed it, which was a big surprise. And so then I took another art class and another art class, and I was really digging this. And I was really digging this a lot more than I was doing like science and stuff. I started to really get into art, but I thought, you know, I have no idea what you do with this. What do you do
right.
if you're
How do
an
you,
artist? Do you
right.
paint? Do you, you know? And weirdly, the thing that got me that kind of answered that question was I was watching this show on PBS when I was in high school, and it was like this thing about how you make a cookie. How you like, it was this, I don't even know the name of the show, but it was this thing about, they were showing like, okay, we're going to bring a product to market and it's going to be a cookie.
Uh-huh.
And I was watching this and it was like, okay, we're testing the cookie, we're, you know, formulating it, you know, this, baking a cookie. And then I was like, okay, that's interesting. And then it said, now, how do you market the cookie?
Huh.
You have to design the package for it. And that's when the graphic designer comes in. And I think that's the first time I'd ever heard the term graphic designer.
Sure.
And it was showing like, you know, we could make this cookie a modern cookie or a homemade cookie or grandma's cookie or
and not
whatever.
All invokes different emotions and feelings. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like you could take this cookie and make it anything, but they decided to go with like this homespun thing, and that's all
uh-huh.
graphic design.
That's so cool.
That's when it kind of clicked for me of, oh, this is what you do if you want to do art, but you want to solve a problem with it.
Solve a problem. I love that. Solve a problem with it.
Right.
Also do art and make money.
yes.
So how did you come up with the show art for this show, podcast title pending? Like, in general, how do you start a process?
the best way I find to start is to just start sketching. And I just get out pieces of paper and just, I just draw stuff because it's a lot faster to get out a paper and pencil or a pen and to do that than to get on the computer.
Okay.
So I just kind of put that away, get out a piece of paper and just sketch a whole bunch of thumbnails, just ugly stuff, just to get a whole bunch of ideas down. And just like, you know, just little things and to get an idea of, okay, what could I do? And then the next step I usually do is that's when I hop on Google Photos because I can think of what, like if I start to think, okay, I think like the best idea for this podcast would be a podcast mic.
Yeah.
And I can sketch that out, but I don't know what a podcast, every kind of podcast mic looks like.
Oh, yeah.
So I go to Google Photos and I pop up dozens and dozens of podcast microphones. So I go, oh, that's what they look like. And so I start like, and that's after I kind of get an idea of what's a podcast mic look like, then that's when I went to the computer and I start drawing what's it really going to look like.
So are there elements of good show art? Like, are there things that you take into consideration that you've learned over the years, like what the focal point should be, how big the title should be?
Yeah, it's just, I think the biggest thing is just to come up, and the hardest thing I would say is to come up with one thing that's the iconic image for the cover. And that might be just the title. Sometimes it's just a big
just
title.
Just words, yeah.
That could just be the words, or it could be an image or a photo or whatever. But it's got to be something that looks good tiny. It's got to look good big. It's got to look good on a computer screen or an iPhone or whatever. Whatever size it is, you've got to be able to see that. So, oh, that's that podcast.
Yeah. For example, actually, there was a version of the logo that was going to have my glasses on them, like on the desk, because it was supposed to give a little wink to who I am. But when you make the art really tiny, you can't even see what they are. So we just cut them.
Yeah.
So listeners, please take note that the elements, you should be able to recognize it when it's really, really, really small as an icon on your phone.
And that's probably the best thing you can do is to just shrink stuff down and see what can't you see anymore and what looks good. And if it doesn't look good, if you can't see anymore, just take it out.
So for our listeners that don't have Photoshop, do you have a newbie-friendly way that they can start designing?
There's all kinds of ways. And I know that Photoshop pretty soon is going to be free. They're going to, on the web. You can use like a web version of it.
I had no idea.
That's not out yet. But it's coming. It's not out yet. They're kind of testing it.
That'd be worth learning.
That'd be cool when
it
finally comes. Yeah. But there's all kinds of things you can use. GIMP. I know that people use that. It's a free software. Pixel Editor is one that people use. There's one called paint.net. And these are things that you can just either use on the web. You can download them. They're free. And they don't have all the bells and whistles that Photoshop has, but you don't need all those bells and whistles.
Especially when you're starting out.
The most basic stuff. Yeah. And just play around with photos and play around with text and see what you got.
Yeah. As the social media manager, I'm on Canva all day, every day. Canva is a website as well. And I actually pay for the premium because I use it every day. Okay, sweet. Rock on. Okay, kids.
Yeah, Canva's great.
Homework. Do some doodling. What are the colors of your show? I think that would be a fun place to start. Maybe like legitimately get some crayons and markers out. Think about the vibe of your show and then like see what color combinations feel like that. What feelings do you want your podcast and therefore your art to invoke? If you don't feel confident about making the art yourself, you can maybe even hire an artist. There are websites like Fiverr that are really cheap, but you know, you want to pay artists well, so it might be good to try it on your own.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jay.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening.
Podcast Title Pending is a production of Gen Z Media. If you're an educator using podcasts in your classroom, visit us at gzmclassroom.com for materials, lesson plans, or to request a visit from a GZM creator. For more great family audio, go to gzmshows.com and follow us on social media at Gen Z Shows. Be sure to follow Podcast Title Pending wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss any new episodes.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.